It is a Monday morning. Ed Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, the Prime Minister's made a speech.
Yes, he has. So, everyone was waiting for this lockdown speech from Boris Johnson. Everyone was hoping that there would be some glimmer of light at the end of the very dark tunnel we've been in here for 7 weeks since the lockdown was imposed. He has offered some hope. As of Wednesday this week, people will be allowed to go outside for unlimited exercise. So, not just the 1 hour near your home. You're still expected to stay near your home, but you can exercise for any amount of time you want outdoors so long as you practice social distancing. You can play sport with any member of your household, but you can't play sport against another member of another household. And if you can't work from home, you're being encouraged to go back to work as of now, as of Monday. So a lot of discussion, but there wasn't a huge amount of detail. And he says that he will continue to be guided by the science. And he says that we've come too far and made too much progress to lift everything and go back to normal now. Still no date for the schools to open up completely, for pubs and restaurants to get back into business. And I think a lot of people now just kind of, as you are, thoroughly sick of COVID-19, but we're in this for the long haul, no mistake.
No doubt about that. And just briefly, Prince Charles has been writing letters.
Yeah, he's written a lovely letter, actually, and he's left it on the doorstep for his postman up in Balmoral in Scotland. And it's addressed to the local postie, but to everyone in Royal Mail. And Prince Charles just makes the point that, you know, with so many households in lockdown and families not seeing each other, the posties are heroes, doing the job, getting out there, you know, keeping themselves safe and delivering parcels and cards and the old-fashioned skill of writing a decent letter to a friend or a loved one. And Prince Charles, I think it's a lovely, lovely letter he's written his local postman, and that makes quite a few of the morning's newspapers here.
Good on you, mate. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.